On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 11th of July. I hope you're cool. Coming up,
the warm air has certainly arrived now.
Country set to sizzle and bonfire with migrant boat effigy set on fire. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, temperatures could hit 29 degrees today. A yellow high temperature warning will take effect in the Midlands and East at midday. The Department of Agriculture has a red extreme fire risk in place for forest and gorse fires until at least Monday. Pet owners are being warned heat waves pose a serious risk to animals. The Irish Blue Cross says unlike humans, many struggle to regulate their body temperature, making them highly susceptible to heat stroke and dehydration. Irish Blue Cross spokesperson Karina Fitzsimons is advising people not to walk their dogs unless it's early in the morning or late at night.
Often people assume the sun isn't shining or it's a cloudy day, it's safe to walk their dog, while it's the temperature that's actually the most important consideration. We say 20 is plenty. The majority of dogs can be walked safely up to that temperature, but it depends on their health, their appearance. If they're flat-faced dogs, for example, or if they're older or overweight, they would extra caution would have to be taken.
Police in the north are treating a bonfire in Tyrone as a hate incident. Migrants were still depicted in an effigy on the bonfire, which was lit last night. They've received a number of reports over the structure. It's one of hundreds of bonfires which will be lit across Northern Ireland for the 12th of July start of the Loyalist marching season. Donald Trump has hit Canada with a 35% tariff on imports, while warning other countries could face between 15 and 20%. The change comes into effect from next month. A cyclist has been seriously injured in a road crash in Dublin. The single vehicle collision involving a bike happened at Wolfetone Quay at around 5:30 yesterday evening. The cyclist has been brought to hospital with serious injuries. A new deterrent which aims to stop migrants crossing the English Channel in small boats is being promised by the UK and France. Keir Starmer and Emmanuel Macron have confirmed a migrants' return deal. For every person sent back, someone else will be allowed to go to Britain from Europe. Former UK Border Force boss Tony Smith is sceptical about the overall plan.
My concern is whether this deal actually will get off the ground in the first place, because I don't think the EU Commission are going to like this very much. Even then, will the numbers involved in this be a sufficient deterrent?
81% of people say the drugs problem is out of control, while half say those who are drug dependent really scared them. New research from Merchants Quay Ireland found 63% said it would bother them to live near someone who's drug dependent, and a third believe in tougher sentences for people who use drugs. Merchants Quay Ireland CEO Eddie Mullins says the research shows stigma is a real concern.
I think that's a really stark figure. And when you look, for example, at If you asked cancer patients, for example, were they to blame for getting cancer, you wouldn't have a similar response. So I suppose we are not surprised, but disappointed that there's still that level of stigma and blame when it comes to people in addiction.
In entertainment news, as Oasis fans prepare to descend on Manchester, they can expect to hear a message from Liam Gallagher at Heaton Park. The singers voiced four tram stop announcements, which will be played over the next 10 days. They performed together for the first time in 16 years last weekend in Cardiff. This is what tram users will hear from the Oasis frontman.
The next stop is Heaton Park. Come on, move it.
And in sport, in soccer, St. Pat's were 1-0 winners over Hegelmann in the first leg of their Conference League qualifier last night. An Aidan Keane penalty at Richmond Park gives Stephen Kenny's side the advantage in the tie. The Saints will travel to Lithuania for the return leg next Thursday. Kenny says it's all to play for.
You know, we would have liked a second goal for sure. wouldn't have flattered us. Our tree mightn't have flattered us, but I think it'll be difficult out there. We know the game is in the balance. One is a slander to Leeds, and we're going to have to fight over there to get the result that we need.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.